In the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call, tape number 138. Do people really see visions today? How many times has someone told you that he or she has accepted Jesus in their hearts because they saw a vision? This may not be a common occurrence in the everyday world, but in the religious world, this type of thing seems to happen with great regularity. It seems to me that more and more people are having visions or personal meetings with Jesus than ever before. It is the fad of the day to personally see a vision from Jesus and to be saved that very moment. Some have told me, "How can you call yourself religious and not believe that I saw a vision?" But the very fact that I am religious shows that I must deny that person's vision. Today, a lot of people try to have religion apart from the Bible, but that is just impossible. We need to consult the Bible to see what God's Word has to say about these modern-day visions. Paul, in his letter to the Colossians, warned about some that try to claim that they too saw visions. Paul's advice to them is the same advice that we should take when we are confronted by those who claim to have seen a modern-day vision. Paul, in Colossians 2:18, commands that Colossians 2 not let anyone defraud them of their prize. Their prize, of course, was the hope that they had of going to heaven as long as they remained faithful to God. Paul had taught them all that they needed to do in order to have eternal life. But now the church in Colossae was in danger of false teachers coming in with their false or strange teachings. Paul warns them not to let these false teachers rob them of this hope of eternal life in heaven just because they have some new teachings that they want to introduce to them. The Greek word here, that is translated defraud or rob, literally means to decide as umpire against one. An example of the meaning of this word is shown in a person who has just won a race. Because he won, he received the medal or prize. But now, even though he won the race fair and square, an evil judge tries to take away that prize by claiming falsely that the runner cheated in the race. Paul is warning the Colossians not to let anyone do this. Try to rob or defraud you out of your hope of going to heaven by teaching you false doctrines that enter heaven. Beware of false teachers, is basically what Paul is trying to say here. So in Colossians 2:18, Paul gives four specific false teachings that we should be especially aware of. We are to watch out for those who delight in self-abasement, those who worship angels, those who take stands on visions they have seen, and those who are inflated without cause. All of these things have no place in our Christianity. Let us look specifically at the problem of those who take their stands on visions that they have seen. Paul is basically saying that it is wrong to believe in God or to have faith in God based on a vision that a person has seen. So what are all these visions that people are having today? And why are more and more people claiming visions from God? I think the reason that more people are claiming visions from the Lord is because of the television media. Almost any time of the day or night, you can turn the TV on and watch a religious program. These programs are usually produced by a church that has organized and is owned and operated by one man who claims to have powers to heal or have these visions. To most people who watch these programs, it is exciting to hear of some man who has received direct communication from God. It thrills them to think that it is possible to come into personal contact with the Creator in this way. So these people have a dream or a nightmare and try to interpret it as a vision from God. Because the TV media is able to broadcast this false doctrine of seeing visions from God, more and more people are being persuaded to believe that they too can and have seen visions directly from God. If everyone is doing it, they say, then I guess I can too. I remember very vividly a nightmare that I had when I was a young boy. It was about a parade that had a dragon in it, like they have in a Chinese New Year parade. My nightmare also had a whole lot of other weird-looking creatures and monsters in the parade. But the scary part of the nightmare was that while the crowd was watching the parade, men dressed in black went through the crowd cutting their throats. I was not harmed because I woke up from the dream in time. Now, this was only a nightmare brought on probably by eating too much Mexican food the night before. It was not a vision. But if I wanted to, I could interpret it like a vision. I could say that the dragon and all the other creatures in the parade were the evils of the world which the devil constantly paraded in front of us. And the men in black were the devil's angels who come up and snatch our souls just as we are wrapped up in the evils of the world. And finally, I could say that the only thing that a person had to do to be saved was to stay away from the parade, that is, just live a good life. But the fact is, this nightmare was not a vision from God. It was a bad dream brought on by too much hot sauce. I truly believe that these so-called visions that people are seeing today are the same thing. They are dreams or nightmares, but they are not visions from God. Let us remember what Paul taught us. Don't believe anyone who tries to tell you that they have seen a vision. They are only trying to take away your salvation. Visions are not what teaches the truth today. By carefully studying the Bible, we are able to learn what God really wants us to do so that we can go to heaven at the end of our lives. The Bible teaches that we must repent of our sins, Acts 2:38, confess our faith that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, Romans 10:9 and 10, and be baptized for the forgiveness of all our sins, Mark 16:16 and Acts 2:38. Anything apart from this is false. Paul made it clear in Colossians 2:18 that it is wrong to believe that anyone has the key to salvation based on visions that he has seen. Those visions are not real, because Paul says that all they are trying to do is rob us of our hope of eternal life with Jesus Christ. Let us not let anyone rob us of that hope. Let us always reject those teachings based on visions that a man has seen today. And let us use Paul's advice that we can know that modern-day visions are just not real. The message you have